Ferdi Yuruk is among many wrestling with tough economic times. People are grappling with annual inflation of 64% and unemployment of 10%. That's a strain on his coaching business.
A year or two ago, we had more students. Now it's hard. We can't buy mats or equipment.
Often governments adjust interest rates to control inflation, but it's a tricky move. Raising rates may bring down prices, but it can cause economic growth to tumble too. To avoid that, the government has kept rates low, prices have remained high, and the economy has become an election issue. Some analysts say authorities are right to prioritize growth.
So you can't use the same interest instrument as the US does or European economies, the UK is using, because demand-driven factors, they are the main issue in those advanced economies.
Authorities in Turkey see inflation here as a problem of supply.
Prices are all about supply and demand, as we know. And when prices are high, one of the things that governments often try and do is raise interest rates, which has the impact of taking money out of society because people have less access to it. And then hopefully prices go down. This government is trying to do something different, though. It's trying to leave interest rates alone, leave the access to money as it is, but then increase production because businesses now have better access to money too. And with more products in society than demand, hopefully prices go down because of supply.
It's an unorthodox policy, and it's yet to actually lower prices. But it has kept the wheels of the economy turning, with annual growth at 5.6%. Still, Turkey imports more than it exports, leaving a current account deficit that undermines investor confidence. Some economists say a reckoning is inevitable.
At some point, something will have to give. By something, I mean either the interest rate or the exchange rate. If they insist on controlling the interest rate and the exchange rate, ultimately the exchange rate will implode.
For consumers like Dilber Arçatak, it's not an academic debate. I went shopping with her to see how it's getting hard to buy the usual ingredients.
We're going to make turlu. We're here buying the ingredients. Neler alacağız? I'm asking her, what are we going to buy?
Biraz da fasulye al, yeşil fasulye.
Oh, fasulye.
Çok oldu.
No. I can't put that much anymore. Can't you see how expensive beans are now?
I'm being told off because I'm taking too much.
If promises of a better tomorrow don't satisfy people, it may be voters who serve authorities a disappointing dish. Sami Zeydan, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.
All right, let's continue talking about economics, and we're delighted to have joining us Professor of Economics here, Cem Çamaklı. Thanks so much for being with us. So, first of all, is economics going to be the issue above all that decides this vote?
Certainly. Economics is the main issue that is determining, the outcome of these elections. But this is not the first time that we had these economic circumstances. I mean, in 2001, we had a deep economic and financial problem.
This one's a little different, though, right?
Inflation, this one's a bit different.
Has peaked. We've got, the annual rate of 64%.
This one is different because it's quite long-lasting. And second, 2 years ago, we didn't have that high inflation. We had just around 10% of inflation. But just over a couple of months, the inflation just soared from values of 15 to values 60, 70, and 80 at its peak. So it was so fast, such that, as you said, people really felt the bite in their wallet very fiercely.
Right.
So previously, we didn't have that kind of a very fast accumulation of increase in the prices. It was quite slow.
But now there's a lot of criticism, especially from the opposition, towards the AK Party about the economy, inflation, unemployment, and so on. But if you look at the annual inflation rate, 64%, like I said, for 2022, the latest inflation rate for April came down to 43%.
Yes.
Is the government's unorthodox policy working, albeit very slowly?
I don't think so. This is actually a mechanical reduction in the sense that, so last year, the same months of the last year, we had very, very high inflation that is just replaced with high inflation, but lower than the months of the last year.
But it's lower even if you go back to like October, we had that peak of 85%. Yeah. If you look at the peak, we're half, right? It's consistently going down
for the last... It's consistently going down, but it seems that that's the new equilibrium of the new point, inflation point, in the sense that probably it will be around like 40% in the coming months. So the thing is, inflation is high compared to what it was like 3 years ago.
All right, what about the opposition? There's a lot of discussion about what the ARC party can or has not done. What about the opposition? Do they have a plan to change this, to tackle this problem of inflation?
Actually, what makes this election so different is that the two main parties, AKP and the opposition group, they really suggest so different economic policies. So AKP suggests...
Completely different models.
Completely different models. AKP promises that they will continue with what they were doing in the last 2 years, whereas the opposition group, they suggest that, they promise that they will continue with more conventionally agreed
orthodox
policies.
That means putting up interest rates. And let's face it, if you do that, all the economists I know, and I've been talking to you, saying there's definitely going to be a period perhaps of even greater economic pain because you'll shrink the economy.
Yes, but of course the interest rates should go up if you follow more conventional policies, but that will be more like eclectic. So first you should see the reaction of inflation, then the hiked interest rate. So the real thing is here, the real interest rate, right? Not the central bank's policy rate. So if inflation comes down slowly, then you also don't need to raise the rates so harshly. And on the other hand, if you can manage the expectations, if you can manage to have some inflows to the country, then you can also do the job without raising interest rate that high.
So managing expectations is a key word, though, isn't it? And that's what both sides have been talking about. And that's perhaps the Achilles heels for everyone who runs a country, right? But thanks so much, Jim. Janakala, it was so good talking to you. Appreciate your expertise. Well, there you can see it. When it comes to economy, what most economists say is this is not going to be an easy ride for the country, whoever wins going forward. We're approaching the time when campaigning is going to cut off. We're approaching, of course, tomorrow's critical vote that will decide perhaps a new direction for this country in more ways than one. We'll be here covering it, bringing you every development. For now, I'm going to hand you back to Doha.